We're joined today by Karen Ull, business coach and marketing mentor from Webstar Web Design. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Deb.
So, Karen, during our interviews, you've been taking us on a journey. We started from how to market a brand new business, then how to select a domain name and what hosting is. You've even covered a bit about email marketing, what makes for a great website. And last month, we spoke about your top website edits that can enhance an already existing website. But what I'm actually curious about is, what do most local businesses get wrong with their marketing? You've been in the industry for over 18 years, so I imagine you would have some stories.
Oh, goodness, yes, that's for sure. And I can tell you I've had clients come to us with some pretty bad logos and equally as ugly websites from in my time. So, and even then, I've been guilty of creating some pretty horrendous websites and logos in my early career. But again, great news, several years later and many clients later, what we've noticed is that the number one thing that a lot of businesses get wrong, or at least overlook, is actually planning. And I get it, regardless of what stage of business you might actually be at, it is very easy to be reactive and try to rush the process just for the sake of getting something out there, whether that's a logo design or rebrand, website launch, or online marketing campaign. What we've noticed is very little to no consideration goes into the actual purpose of what that marketing is for and who the audience is meant to be for that marketing.
That's a great point. What's the major thing that gets missed during the planning process?
So a great place to start is your ideal customer. I cannot tell you how many people have come to me saying, I want to sell to everyone. There's not one business on the planet that is appropriate to sell to everyone. Not even Coca-Cola or Apple can or should be able to claim this. So understanding who your ideal customer is can influence everything from your logo, your brand colors, to the logo, look, feel, and imagery on your website, even the messaging you put out on your socials. Are you a friendly and fun or a professional and authoritative or quirky and creative kind of business? If you genuinely understand who it is you wish to serve, you'll have a better chance of matching your marketing to attract them.
Now, what about websites? What do businesses miss there?
Yeah, so it's usually two things. So it's content and calls to action. Businesses often underestimate how important the actual words are. So number one, you want clear and engaging content that needs to be written with the target audience in mind. And number two, every single page on your site needs to guide the visitor. What do you actually want them to do next? Do you want them to call you? Do you want them to book online or just fill out a form? You don't want to make them guess. Our job as business owners is to make the process of doing business with us as easy as possible.
All of this marketing planning sounds overwhelming and time-consuming, and it's possibly why so many business owners miss the mark. But taking the time to plan it out actually sounds like it could save business owners time.
Exactly. So publishing a reactive Facebook post just because things get a bit quiet, it's not a strategy. Sending out a random newsletter once a year because you suddenly decide to have an end of financial year sale is not relationship building. And adding three new blogs on your website and then ignoring it for another 6 months isn't going to move the needle at all. So making a plan for what your business is putting out into the marketplace can actually save you a lot of time, a lot of money, and missed opportunities.
That's great advice, Karen. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
And that was Karen Ull, Webstar Web Design, keeping our community connected. Go to the 101.5 FM website to listen again to the podcast. Got a question for Karen? Head to the contact form.